Rand Paul hits Mitt Romney, big government Republican who never liked Reagan. By Michelle Moons on January 2, 2019. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, slammed incoming big government Senator Mitt Romney's op-ed Wednesday while praising President Donald Trump's actual conservative reform agenda. Like other big government Republicans who never liked Reagan, Mitt Romney wants to signal how virtuous he is in comparison to the president, wrote Senator Paul, who cited an article on Republicans supporting former President Ronald Reagan. "Well, I'm most concerned and pleased with the actual conservative reform agenda at real Donald Trump has achieved." Failed 2012 presidential nominee and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney is scheduled to be sworn in on Thursday as the next U.S. Senator from Utah. But on Tuesday, he was already condemning President Trump in The Washington Post. Romney pursued Trump's endorsement in 2012. Then bashed him mercilessly during Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. After Trump was elected president, Romney returned to seeking Trump for a position as Secretary of State but did not win the post. In the 2018 midterm elections, Romney again sought Trump's endorsement and received it. As he prepared to take the oath of office as a senator this week, Romney again took to bashing the president. President Trump hit back at Romney on Wednesday, suggesting he might be just another anti-Trump senator like outgoing Senator Jeff Flake. "Here we go with Mitt Romney, but so fast. Question will be, is he a flake? I hope not," wrote the president. "Would much prefer that Mitt focus on border security and so many other things where he can be helpful. I won big, and he didn't. He should be happy for all Republicans. Be a team player and win." Republican National Committee, RNC, Chairwoman and Romney niece Rona Romney McDaniel slammed her uncle, throwing him in a basket with the president attacking mainstream media and Democrats. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.